grass, you know, and beautiful bird. And he lives in the tree just like the woodpecker. He takes a hole in the tree and goes in there and picks a nest and lays eggs there, and they hatch them out just like a woodpecker. But they're much larger. They're not huge, but they're third bigger than the red-headed woodpecker. We had a palm tree that was right next to our room upstairs, a window upstairs, and one of them came along and the tree had died. We hadn't had it removed. He dug a hole in there, packed a hole in there, and they set up housekeeping. She hatched about four or five of them little birds every morning. You look right out your bedroom window, you look at them, and come stick your head out, and she'd feed them. She'd go out to catch something, bring it back, and give it to them. Next year, she put it on the other side. We were going to cut the palm tree down, but decided to leave it there. So she came and dug another hole on the other side. We didn't get to see all the operation. We could see her every morning coming and going.
We were talking about that house. Tell me what pieces of furniture you have in the parlor. What different pieces of furniture, like tables and so forth?
Well, look at that big house we have. We have fireplaces in every bedroom. Downstairs and upstairs. Not every bedroom, but let's see, there was one, two, three, seven fireplaces. Two large chimneys went up the center of it, and a fireplace downstairs and a fireplace upstairs. The parlor will have one there and one here. And right on up above them, whichever way the chimney went, they put fireplaces. We didn't use them. We never used them when we had them, and over each fireplace they had a big cut glass mirror, fine plate glass mirror. Most of it, some of them were made almost into the wall, some of them on top of the mantel, set about 6 inches above the mantel. I couldn't get used to not having glasses. Everywhere I look, I'd see myself. And the doors, I'd have glass on the outside. Start in the bathroom, you meet somebody, you meet yourself. Go in the bathroom, that's a big full-length mirror. Children finally got used to it. I got out here and I didn't even have a mirror in my room to shave, but I have to go to the bathroom. And I sure did miss them after living there 15 years or 16.
What
other kinds of
furniture would you have? What kinds of furniture, like what pieces would you have in the
car? Well, we had mostly had the piano. We had what we call a music room. We put the piano in there, and the TV. One TV. And the sitting room is like couch and chairs like this. In the living room, well, we all went one end of it in a parlor, music room they call it. They lived in that. They had the piano and the set of furniture we inherited. My first wife's mother. All the down from Madison, Florida. Plush, red plush deal. Made out of handmade western. Really an antique. Had a love seat. Set to like a dozen five. Looked like that. One hit. But it's shaped like that. And it's covered with red velvet. And chairs to match. And platform rocker. And little small tables around. One marble top table. Chair to match it. It was quite an antique. And of course, it had a couple of chairs